The big story today is the leaked draft opinion written by U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito that, if issued, would strike down Roe versus Wade, which protects a woman's right to an abortion. It was published by Politico late Monday night and has been authenticated by Chief Justice John Roberts. Local reaction from Pennsylvania elected officials and abortion rights supporters has been pouring in. With us live to help us wade through it all, no pun intended, is WHYY's Emily Rizzo. She's here. She's at a rally slated to start shortly. Emily, first, where are you and who is there? Good evening.
Hi, good evening. So hundreds of people just marched down Market Street. They're now rallying outside City Hall. You know, people are saying they're fed up, they're angry, and saying things like, we can't rely on the street Supreme Court or the Democratic Party to make the right decisions for us anymore, that it's up to the people, and that they don't want bodily autonomy to be up for political debate anymore. So that's kind of the overall sentiment today.
Yeah, hundreds of folks. So the reaction is clear to this leaked opinion. Make noise. But Emily, while abortion is legal in Pennsylvania, you spoke to the head of the local Planned Parenthood organization and some others, and there are some major concerns that if this draft opinion were to issue, it could impact Pennsylvania. What are the big issues there?
Right. So Planned Parenthood Keith Jones said today that, you know, they're seeing their worst fears about abortion bans come to light and that we're in a crisis. And something important to note, though, is Pennsylvania isn't a trigger ban state, which means Pennsylvania won't immediately ban abortion after the overturn, like about 23 other states will. So right now, advocates are worrying about providing for the major influx they will see once the surrounding states ban abortion, or if they, you know, ban abortion. And they're saying that we'll see over 1,000% increase in people relying on Pennsylvania for abortion care. And folks are already stretched thin. You know, here in Philly, the Abortion Liberation Fund says they are only supporting half of the people in their catchment area that they need, that need support.
Wow. And when we expand out, let's zoom out a little bit to outside of the reproductive rights circles. I read that others are already sounding the alarm. They're arguing that if Roe is overturned, there could be some form of a domino effect. What is the rub there, Emily, and who would be impacted by this alleged domino effect?
Right. So, first of all, in general, the people that will be most impacted, you know, by these bans are low-income, working-class folks, people of color. You know, that's all according to Planned Parenthood. But also the larger issue is that this could be a gateway to losing other rights that are also grounded in the right to privacy, abortion rights. So that means the ability for people to get contraception, for same-sex marriage, for instance, all Supreme Court decisions that are grounded in a right to privacy.
Yeah, I know that's a big scary issue for a lot of folks who would be impacted by that. Now, this is also a political moment in Pennsylvania. I mean, we have some major races on the ballot in the upcoming primary, which is just a couple of weeks away, including the race for governor and U.S. Senate. What are you seeing when it comes to political jockeying now that this opinion has leaked and abortion has become front and center?
Yeah, so, you know, all of the candidates already have positions, and they're using this moment to reiterate their existing positions on abortion. So, you know, for instance, all of the Republican candidates running for Pennsylvania governor have said they are open to a complete ban on abortion. And Pennsylvania's legislature is controlled by Republicans who have indicated that they're willing to seriously curtail or completely outlaw abortion in Pennsylvania. Now, Wolf has always vetoed those kinds of bans, but a GOP governor could really change the game.
Yeah, so that's making this upcoming primary even more important. Quick follow-up question. We have about a minute and 10 seconds. Senator Bob Casey, he's a Democrat representing Pennsylvania in the U.S. Senate. He wants to limit the number of abortions and was just one of two Democrats that joined with Republicans to block a bill that would have preserved abortion rights on the federal level. Does this leaked opinion put him in an awkward position politically at all?
So, you know, for Casey, we don't know exactly what he would do once the Senate takes the final vote. And that's why we should be paying attention to him. We know that he's been a self-described, quote, anti-abortion Democrat. And, you know, the Senate took a procedural vote, a vote to approve a further discussion on an abortion ban. And Casey voted in favor of that.
Yeah.
Today, though, he released a statement saying he's concerned about overturning 50 years of legal precedent.
Yeah. And so we'll have to leave it right there as we wrap up. Thank you so much. That was WHYY's Emily Rizzo. She's outside of Philadelphia City Hall right now. Stay safe, Emily. And that rally is about to start momentarily. For more on our coverage of local reaction, go to WHYY.org. We're going back to All Things Considered. I'm Cherry Gregg.